Senator John McCain has proposed a series of weekly town hall meetings, joint appearances with Barack Obama. Questions would come from an audience selected by an independent polling firm, and the moderator would play a very limited role. The Obama campaign at first expressed enthusiasm for the idea, but has since suggested something more like the Lincoln-Douglas debates, the candidates debating head-to-head. Either idea would stand in stark contrast to the presidential debates as we have come to know them, debates in which journalists have been the main questioners. Given that both men promised change, would changing the forum for debate be a good thing, and would it benefit one candidate more than the other? Well, here to talk about these questions and others is presidential historian Richard Norton Smith, who is scholar in residence at George Mason University. And Richard Norton Smith, this idea of Senator McCain's springs from an idea that he says President Kennedy and Senator Barry Goldwater had back in 1963.
That is absolutely true. It's interesting. Two men who were certainly ideological opposites and were genuinely fond of each other. Kennedy could afford to be because he was very confident that he would decisively defeat Barry Goldwater. But there actually had been some informal conversations. Goldwater thought that they could have these informal, in effect, town meetings. And then, of course, came the events of November 1963. But it is a format that McCain believes plays to his strengths. Now, on the other hand, Senator Obama, in recalling the Lincoln-Douglas debates...
Yes, we should recall here what the Lincoln-Douglas debates were in terms of
format. Absolutely. Well, first of all, the Lincoln-Douglas debates sound great in retrospect. They could never happen today. They were very much a product of a pre-television, pre-internet culture. The fact of the matter is thousands of people turned to such events for their entertainment in the mid-19th century, and they would go on for hours at a time. No one really believes that people would sit through that sort of a format. But what is unique about that format, aside from its length, was the fact that it was just the two principals on stage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there is something terribly attractive about the idea of these two candidates alone questioning each other.
Do you think that the electorate would be better served by some radical restructuring of the presidential debate than by another season of a couple of debates with a panel of journalists putting questions very carefully limited in time?
I think we would, and I don't mean in any way to sound critical of the journalists who play their role, but the problem is that these candidates come armed with sound bites. There's not a lot of spontaneity, and it feels very theatrical. It's like kabuki theater. And I think the idea of either the town hall format and or some version of a modern Lincoln-Douglas debate would be an improvement.
On the other hand, we've had a series of debates that are usually organized either by the debate commission or in some years by the League of Women Voters. Without some agency of that sort that can organize the debate, do you think two presidential campaigns nowadays in the U.S. can actually get it together to negotiate a format?
I guess I would put it in the form of a challenge. Both of these candidates are promising to be agents of change. Make good on your promise, and one way of doing so is coming up with some kind of debate format that we can all agree represents an improvement.
Well, presidential historian Richard Norton Smith, I gather you're working on a Nelson Rockefeller biography.
That's right.
Thank you very much for talking with
us. Okay, my pleasure.
And you can find a map with NPR's outlook for the Obama-McCain race at npr.org/map.